For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, our guest on the Cultural Baggage Show was New York Times columnist John Tierney.
Well, now I understand that the New York Times and many other notable publications have come out, if not for ending the drug war, certainly for changing the drug laws, for perhaps ending the war on medical marijuana patients. But if we reach back to the times of Mr. Hearst and his, I'll call it collusion, with Harry J. Anslinger, our first drug czar, and the media helped to promulgate the idea of reefer madness and truly the need for drug war. Many journalists, including yourself now, are starting to walk away from that mindset. Why aren't they moving quicker? What's your thought?
Well, I mean, the sad fact is that, you know, the journalism business is in the business of selling, you know, news, and scary news sells, and, you know, telling people there's a crisis, you know, gets you on the front page, gets you on the evening news. And, you know, so there's a real, you know, tendency for the press to exaggerate problems, and every time a new drug comes along, or a drug that, you know, that there's a new fad happening, like with, you know, with meth, for instance. I mean, meth is a serious problem. I mean, it's a serious problem to people who use it and abuse it. But we always, you know, tend to hype everything, make it out into this, you know, terrible epidemic that seizes and that will never abate unless we, you know, bring, you know, police and the federal government and drug agents, you know, to bear on this. And in fact, what happens is that, you know, there are people who abuse drugs. There are people who abuse alcohol. The problems of alcohol and tobacco are, you know, cause far more damage than other than the drugs that are the target of the drug war. But we tolerate them. But with the drug war, it has to be, you know, I mean, there are genuine problems, but the press has a tendency. They've done it with the meth epidemic. They did it with the crack epidemic. What tends to happen is that, you know, a new form of a drug or a new drug may come out, and it may be a fad, and then what happens is that people realize that this drug is not this, you know, ticket to happiness, that it's not, that there's a downside to it, and people, you know, figure out on their own that it's not, I mean, there are always people who are, you know, who have a certain weakness, but these fads just have a way of coming and going. But, you know, when they do, every time there's sort of a media scare, and politicians, you know, see a chance to score points by promising to fight it, and prosecutors and police see a way to expand their budgets and get publicity. So you ratchet it all up, then, you know, when that problem subsides, you've still got all these, you've got this expanded bureaucracy and expanded budgets, and they look for a new crisis.
Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.